I thought we came out with a lot of jump last game and thought we dominated the game. But, you know, tonight I think we took our foot off the pedal a little bit. And I don't know if we underestimated them, but, you know, they came out hard and they came out with a lot of energy. And, you know, we didn't seem to have that jump right off the bat. But as you can see in the third period, you know, we were relentless and we wanted to get that win. So we got the overall win. I guess that's all that matters.
When you come out in a game like this, a very different game to what happened last night. Obviously, Brayhead were going to come out all guns blazing, and they certainly did in that second period.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we expected them to come out hard, obviously. We didn't think they were going to roll over and die. You know, it's preseason. Everyone's testing out systems, testing out lines, and, you know, we're also getting ready for the Champions League. So we wanted to give it our all, and, you know, it showed a lot of character in the room to get that last couple goals.
Do you learn more about yourself as players and how you fit in together as a team in those kind of adverse situations?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you see, you know, you're down two goals, you're down three goals, whatever it may be. You know, you want to see, you know, your go-to guys step up, and you want to see guys that are committed to win. And I think, you know, we have three, four lines of guys that want to win in this room, and that's what it takes.
Talk me through your line combination, how it's all coming together, playing with Levi Nelson and Robert Dowd.
You know, we had a good week of practice. Obviously, it was a little tough on the opposite ice here with the figure skaters ripping it up and all. But, you know, they're two great players. You know, we come with a lot of speed. And, you know, I'd like to think that we're relentless on the puck. And, you know, Leaves is he's a very skilled player. You know, he's got a lot of heart and character. And Dowd's obviously is a hometown kid here. So he's a great guy, you know, hard worker and also very skilled. So I think we really complement each other, and I think it's been working out pretty well.
How do you look at your own game? Because obviously, kind of, you know, coming into preseason, I guess everyone's kind of still finding their feet. But how are you settling in, and how are you feeling out there on the ice?
It's a lot different than North American ice, that's for sure. It's a lot bigger, so I got to kind of, you know, take a step back and realize that I have a lot more time than I usually would back home. So I mean, you know, I thought I kind of took steps forward here this weekend, and, you know, hopefully in a positive way, and I just want to continue that into the Champions League.
So, as you mentioned, onto the Champions League now, a trip to Sweden for Frölunda, and then obviously Jip in Finland. How are you looking at those games?
Well, we know that they're two very good teams, that's for sure, and, you know, I don't think that they're going to take it easy on us. That's one thing that I know with those kind of leagues and those teams. They're also in a position where they want to move up, and they don't want to be embarrassed. So I think that, you know, no one's expecting too much of us, that's for sure. But, you know, we could also surprise people. And I think that's what we're going in there to do, and, you know, maybe catch them off guard, because I know that we have three, four lines on this team that can all contribute and all can play, and we all want to win. So hopefully that carries on into the Champions League.
Do you almost prefer that tag of an underdog going into the game? Do you relish that opportunity to maybe cause a bit of an upset?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if people are doubting us and people want us to lose or think we're going to lose, obviously, you know, we want to jump on the opportunity to prove people wrong. And that's what we're going there. That's our mentality. And, you know, we think that we can win. And that's the way we're going into those games.